pollution from the U.S. steel plant in Clairton has long been a concern. And in December, a fire crippled its ability to control its emissions. For 3 months, the Pittsburgh area was blanketed with releases of sulfur dioxide, much higher than usual. And thousands of people reported suffering from poor air quality. On April 5th, the steelmaker finished repairing pollution control equipment. But worries about air pollution and its health impacts remain. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
From her backyard on top of a hill, Doreen Luff can see the Clairton Coke Works and smell it.
And when the wind blows, it blows the sulfur up here pretty good.
Luff says since moving to the community of Jefferson Hills 12 years ago, she could always smell the plant, some days worse than others. But after the December 24th fire at the Clairton plant, things got worse. On warm days, she had to keep her windows closed. Her kids' schools stopped outdoor recess on bad air days. And in January, her 9-year-old daughter, Katie, started having problems breathing. Luff blames the plant.
She's never been sick like that before, but now she has asthma. She has to use an inhaler. I get nauseous. I have headaches constantly.
Luff has complained to the Allegheny County Health Department, and she's not alone.
It makes me feel like I want to throw up.
Especially after I get off my bike, I'm wheezing. I've never had any issues breathing. I feel like I have asthma now.
It feels like I have, at the same time, razor blades and feathers in my throat and in my lungs.
That's Corey Powell and Jacob Fleming of nearby Glassport, and Luff's neighbor, Rita Derrick. The county health department has received thousands of air quality complaints since December. According to logs of some of those complaints obtained from the agency, residents warn the county of things like a strong burning smell, bad air, headaches, coughs, and smoke filling the whole valley. Some reported they couldn't even take their pets outside. The air was so bad. The U.S. steel plant in Clairton is North America's largest producer of coke, a key component of steelmaking. To make coke, the plant bakes coal at high temperatures in hundreds of ovens. Jim Kelly, the health department's deputy director, says the pollutant most people are smelling is sulfur dioxide, which is produced when the plant's sulfur-rich coke oven gas is burned off in flares.
So it's a pretty acrid smell. And obviously, you know, the problem with sulfur dioxide is in the presence of water, it forms sulfuric acid. So you can just imagine what that does when you breathe it into your lungs.
After the fire, U.S. Steel was emitting 5 times the amount of sulfur pollution as it's permitted for, Kelly said. Environmental groups and angry residents criticized the health department for not doing enough to protect air quality after the fire, but Kelly says the agency did what it could within the bounds of the law. He said the department couldn't just order the plant to close down while it fixed those controls because he didn't think a judge would allow it. That's because coke ovens need to stay hot or else they break down.
And to replace a coke oven is about $500 million. And so that's something a judge will take into consideration if we order them to cease operation.
In February, the county tried to order U.S. Steel to put the plant on a hot idle, where the plant stays hot but produces no coke. But the agency backed down when it learned that U.S. Steel said it would have taken longer to put the plant on idle than to just repair its pollution controls. To spread its sulfur emissions over a greater area, U.S. Steel has been flaring its coke oven gases at different locations. One of them overlooks the town of Glassport. Outside the Dollar Tree there where she works, Jennifer Magura says the air was so bad she got bronchitis this winter.
And I have a rescue inhaler and I've been using it like nonstop. You know, I mean, I already emptied 2 in the last 2 weeks. And it's just hard to breathe, it's hard to walk because it's draining all my energy.
Magura is a smoker, but she says the kinds of breathing problems she's had this winter are different.
I mean, I've smoked all my life, so I know what that's like, and I know when things are worse than usual. Because when I go, like, downtown Pittsburgh, I'm not struggling as much to breathe, and that's, like, in the same day.
But some aren't so bothered by the plant's air pollution, so long as it's providing jobs. Hilda Lukert of Clairton said she couldn't really smell anything different in the air. She's lived in Clairton all her life, and her son works at the plant.
Well, everything needs to be cleaned up. You know, I mean, they do have to follow, they should follow guidelines. But as long as there's smoke coming out of there, I know men's going to have their job. So, I mean, I don't have any complaints about it.
1,200 people work at the Clairton plant, which supports another 1,800 jobs at two other U.S. steel mills nearby. Lukert remembers the days when the air was so bad in Clairton, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. The plant is much cleaner than in those days, she says, and U.S. Steel says it's spending $65 million to clean the plant up.
Give them a chance to work on it. If they, you know, instead of shutting everything down and having all these men out of a job, you know, give them a chance to improve it.
Back at her home in Jefferson Hills, Doreen Luff says she's thought about moving, but she doesn't think her family can afford it right now. Her husband works for Verizon, and she's a stay-at-home mom.
I talked about moving, but I think we're financially unable to. So we're kind of stuck here like a lot of people are.
Her 9-year-old daughter Katie says on some days she's tried to hold her breath when she goes outside to wait for the bus.
And I'm not really good at holding my breath. And so I don't really, and I kind of smell like sulfur. I don't like that. I don't like it a lot. I don't like it at all.
Luff is glad the mill has put the pollution controls back on, but she says some days the air is still unbearable. She hopes her headaches go away and that her daughter's breathing gets better eventually. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.